This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. All present at the Agenda 21 show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? That's what I want to know about. Are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are because you're listening to this radio show. Wow, what another fast-moving news day. Okay, the news right now that is very, very somber to report is that the body believed to be missing college student Molly Tibbetts has been found. Sources tell Fox News. I got this just sitting here just a few minutes ago. Came across the screen, and here it is. We pulled it up on the internet, and it says, the body of University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts, who vanished more than a month ago, is believed to have been found. Two sources told Fox News today. Tibbetts' father returns home after a month of searching. I guess he's going back. Anyway, that's the latest that we have on Molly Tibbetts. Sorry to report. There's nothing else that goes along with this other than the typical chatter afterwards. There is no location. There's none of those details yet. But as soon as those details are made known to Agenda 21 Radio, we will report it to you. So our heart and prayers and thoughts go out to the Tibbetts family. This is, of course... quite a tragedy, and we will be covering this. I'm sure it's part of a deeper story, as these things always are. Anyway, welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. Oh, boy, it's grievance day 31 today. will be saying our grievances in 20 counties, California. We got, what, 9 left? Oh, boy, I'm sure Jerry Brown's really happy about that. As the movement to separate and form a new state proceeds, it is not stopping. It's gaining momentum. That's a big problem, but that's okay. It's a great, good problem, I guess you would say. Fantastic problem for rural Californians, and that is a fact. And, of course, we're going to proceed right on with this process of forming a new state. All right, so you can see the grievances, all 31 of them so far, if you go to newcaliforniastate.com, and you can just click on the little tab that says grievances, and they all pop right up, and you can peruse them. There's 31 of them to date. We're going to go for 40. So, just going to end right before the elections. Go figure how that sort of thing just sort of worked out. Isn't it funny? Anyway, so we are moving right along with that. And stay tuned to that website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. There's a lot of news and information. We obviously put a lot of stories on Agenda 21 Radio relative to New California, so you can be safe and secure on that. The Mueller investigation is continuing, and of course Donald Trump is raging about that right now. That is his prerogative to do that. A lot of Twitter festing going on, I guess you could say, with Donald Trump, as usual, railing against the Mueller investigation. That's sort of one of the things that's happening. That has been happening for quite some time. The fires are still raging in the West. We're going to be talking about the fires and so on. And a lot of earthquake swarms up around Alaska. Now, this has been brought to my attention over a week ago by our citizen journalists out in the field, by the way, who have been watching this. Interesting thing, I'm just going to make the announcement about this because this whole the geoengineering thing, I know some people think it's a crazy theory and there's nothing out there. Conspiracy theory again, Paul Preston, bizarro hat, tinfoil, blah, blah, blah. Okay, listen, I was with you, brothers and sisters. I was a denier about this up until about, I don't know, I guess, see, must have been 6 or 7 years ago. I was a complete denier about it. I really was. Believe it or not, I'm a biologist. I'm a wacko environmentalist, but I was a denier about it. Now, I knew of some weather modification relative to, like, you know, it's cloud seeding and things like that. You get more water out of the clouds. I mean, we all knew about the government doing that in Vietnam during the monsoons. We all knew about it. But we've also known it out here in California. It's happened all the time as part of the Department of Water Resources. They've long time seeded clouds and weather modified, actually. And we have the documents that were provided to us by various and sundry people, books going back, documents that charted out how weather modification through cloud seeding and other varieties was carried on for, well, since the 50s. And we've got the documents. They're the scientific documents produced by the Department of Water Resources year after year after year, showing the levels and increases of water that they were able to provide over various areas of the Sierra Nevada and the Central Valley, all designed to bring water into the reservoirs of California, not so that, you know, a thirsty state could drink water. Now, okay, I get that, don't you? I mean, that's sort of logical. California's a desert, and all of a sudden we get these monsoonal rains coming in. Man, in the Central Valley, I mean, back in the day before we had the dams and all the things up in this, you know, a lot of these dams and reservoirs have a lot of mini dams, if you will, that are damming off water and channeling water from various streams and so on into the reservoirs. This is something that's gone on up here in California to provide, you know, the maximum amount of water flow and also to prevent flooding. Back in the day, in the mid-1800s, one of the largest floods in California history swamped the entire Central Valley. There must have been, 15, 20 feet of water in Sacramento. In fact, Leland Stanford, when he was to be sworn in as governor, he had to get out of the governor's mansion on the second floor, or I guess it was the third floor, and get into a canoe and go down to the state capitol to be sworn in. Why? Because the flooding that had gone on, that was just part of the natural system of California. That's Mother Nature without the dams. And this is normal. But, you know, we decided, well, you know what? And by the way, under Edmund G. Pat Brown, yeah, Jerry Brown's dad, well, they developed this one of the wonders of the world, literally, the water system of California, a system of ducts, viaducts, canals, reservoirs, dams, a beautiful system. It's not finished, by the way. It was never finished. Jerry Brown put a stop to that. Yeah, when he was governor the first time in the mid-70s. He doesn't like dams. Go look at what happened to Oroville Dam, which still could have happened, by the way. It's got problems, not been fixed yet, totally. They've got a lot of concrete going on, but what did they do with the headworks? Nothing. It's still a nab and failure mode. So anyway, but that was the way it was. And then all of a sudden, since the 70s, 80s, and 90s, we've seen weather modification in a variety of ways that involve things like radio frequency waves and chemtrailing, as it's known, which is aerial spraying of aluminum oxides and metalloids. And by the way, this is all documented. And of course, the aerial spraying, that was something I was in sheer denial about till finally people were bugging me. See, you need to talk about this. And I'm like, all right. So I really did some really big research on it. I found some startling things. Finally, to solve the problem, I went to a friend of mine who was an Air Force high commander. And I just asked him bluntly, is this real about aerial spraying? And he said, that's top secret, but yes. And look what we have today. Alaska, anyone? HARP? We'll be back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. Predicting disasters. We're now capable of doing that, actually, and I'm going to talk about that in just now, the second hour, just to let you know how to predict disasters. We can do it. And I think there's going to be quite a new variety of weather forecasting that's kind of interesting. Okay, so those of you that are into the David Hogg thing, and it's kind of interesting, school shootings and all the things that have gone on with school shootings is going to start coming back to the forefront again. And some very interesting questions are arising about the FBI, actually, and their involvement. So we're going to get into a little bit of that a little bit later, I think, but not right now. I just wanted to bring you kind of up to date. It says, Hogg fed up with elderly Dems. You know, Hogg, this guy that's... won't move, F off, let us take control. Okay, this is coming from Drudge now. And as soon as I saw the little flasher come across my screen about Hogg, I said, all right, I bit it. And a little off script, not much, I'm just a variance, I just have to get this in here. David Hogg says, furious and unflinching, an NRA enemy, an accused crisis actor, and a high school grad trying to figure out what's next. This is the Daily Intelligencer. The Daily Intelligencer. You know, David Hogg, he's the guy with the Parkland school shooting. He's somewhat confused in his stories. Now, we covered this. We pointed out the obvious things that are going on in the Parkland school shooting. Myself and several other people people who know exactly what happened there. And, of course, we were quick to point out the many flaws in the narrative. And, the FBI was right there, too, on that. Huh. Isn't that interesting? They were right there in Roseburg. Well, they were just Johnny on the spot. I don't know how that works. I mean, when I was a school superintendent, we had something with law enforcement. We made phone calls And the FBI usually showed up 3 or 4 days later if there was something going on. And that only happened very rarely. I mean, we had police incidences and stuff, and it would involve law enforcement. Sometimes it would involve law enforcement from the state level and the federal. But the feds always showed up a couple days after the fact, because it was kind of like, let the local area handle it so we don't come in there. And that was respectful. You know, law enforcement appreciated that. I appreciated that. Other people did, too. The system was working. That's the way. But, you know, in the case of Parkland, they were just right there with their jackets on, says FBI. That's kind of weird when you think about it. Remember, there was 114 mass murders under the Obama administration in 8 years. That's what we documented. And that whole thing. We don't think that's a totally accurate number. We think there's more. We just stopped collecting data. It was February of 2017. We just cut it off. And then we discovered that in terms of school shootings, the school incidences around weapons and firearms, there were 134 incidences of a mass murder or a gun incident of some sort in public schools or in schools, excuse me, in schools in the United States under the Obama administration. Now, that's really a blip. You know, that's really a hitch in the giddy-up in terms of data. Because, you know, Ronald Reagan only had 7 mass murders under his presidency. That's quite the quantum leap, isn't it? I mean, that's the difference between going from here to the moon and going to Uranus, if you know what I mean. Okay, so anyway, this young man, been accused of being a crisis actor, and with good reason, actually. He's got quite a... You look him up, and listen, you got to use some logic when you look up the guy and his history and you see the video, you see things happening, and you can't come to any kind of reasonable conclusion that he was even there. And he even admits he wasn't even at the school at the time. He had to get on his bicycle and ride real hard to come back. And these are interviews of his self-admission, by the way. So I'm not making this up. So anyway, it says here, this article, The Intelligencer, this guy is got some history, and it's all related to the Valley in Torrance, California. Okay? Just to let you know. It says, this article, The Daily Intelligencer, I find it very fascinating. It says, at 2:30 on February 14th, David Hogg was not yet a spokesperson for radicalized young America or a renowned media savant or a resistance fighter or, to some, the encapsulation of everything terrifying about where the country is going. But a high school senior crouched in a dark classroom while a gunman with an AR-15 ranged beyond the walls of his hiding place, slaughtering 17 people in 6 minutes. In the quiet aftermath, when the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School had stopped, but before the SWAT team had even given the all clear, the 17-year-old debate geek did what first came to mind. He detached himself from the situation by turning on his phone's video recorder and an imperfect simulation of the news correspondence he had watched in his bedroom for years, narrated the events that had just taken place. To an imaginary audience, Hogg explained that he, like many of his classmates in Parkland, Florida, had initially thought the massacre was a drill. And then we heard more gunshots, he said somberly, still in a crouch, his face in a shadow. And that was when he realized this was not a drill. Like so many young men in so many foxholes before him, Hogg discovered in himself a powerful drive not to leave this earth without making a mark. We really only remember a few hundred people, if that many, out of the billions that have ever lived, he told me in his house in a gated community in Parkland 10 days after the shooting. Anyway, I want to stop it right there because this is where it kind of falls apart for him. He has interviews where he says he wasn't even at the school at the time of the shooting. And he rode his bicycle back. Bicycle. Back to Marjory Stoneman. How does that figure? We played the clip. It's up on the website, actually. This is where, when you start bringing people into the narrative, things don't fit the narrative. And that's what happens to David Hogg. So, now he's a zealot, obviously. He's anti Second Amendment. He's done so many other different things, right? Now he's really upset, apparently, at what's going on with the fact that the Democrats aren't acting like he wants them to. And that is a problem for him, because now he's lashing out at them. That's part of the story of Mr. Hogg. There's more to this, and we're going to talk about this, and we're going to get more details about Mr. Hogg and about his actions, because we think it's very important that the public know what this guy is up to and others around him, because it's our Second Amendment that they're attacking. Like it or not, it's our Second Amendment, and if they continue to attack like this, and if they continue to I guess you would say, destroy the Second Amendment. That's a problem. That's where the truth, the intersection of the truth and the lie comes in. David Hogg, upset with his elder Democrats. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And what we have right now, apparently, I'm going to try this out, is there's a press conference going. Oh, no. This is 3 p.m. What is this stuff? I don't know. There's something. What is this? Molly Tibbetts' body, Iowa students found. And Iowa officials urge vigilance in search of Molly Tibbetts. Okay, this was a while back. We still don't have. I'm perusing everything for you to find out what we got going on with Molly Tibbetts. I want to know. So I'm the radio show host, so guess what? We all want to know, right? Anyway, just sort of a little action going on here. We're going to chime into this. This is apparently...
And details of this case, as well as the methods... We will utilize every technology and all available resources in this investigation. The response from our community has been overwhelmingly positive.
This is at the very beginning when this happened.
As we continue our attempts to locate Molly.
July 18th, I think, around this time frame.
This is a stressful time for the community and for those who love her. We ask that you remain patient and vigilant. Once again, we would like to thank all who have bravely come forward to provide information to date. As we continue in our efforts, we are asking for your assistance in identifying possible bystanders or witnesses. As we have said before, we are considering all potential scenarios. It is possible that Molly came into contact with someone who has caused her harm. This person may not necessarily be a member of our community, but likely has some familiarity with the area. While residents may have developed their own opinions as to what happened to Molly, we are asking everyone to reflect back on the days prior to her disappearance in hopes of recalling details about any persons or vehicles in the area. Individuals who commit violent crimes often display behavior that is recognized by those with whom they live, work, attend school, or are in otherwise close relationships with. Often, there are individuals who are unknowingly associated with the offender of a crime and may be in a position to observe behavioral changes in that person. They will recognize the change and may even question them about it. But
anyway, that's a little bit of a flavor. That was the first part of the search when she turned up missing back in July 18th. So it's been quite a while, over a month. And says still hasn't changed. So we still don't know any more than what we knew before. Okay. Anyway, one of the other stories that I thought was very, very relevant: Nazi labor camp guard caught by ICE, deported to Germany, completing difficult task. This is kind of an interesting little story because it talks about ICE. Oh, don't get your dander up. Yeah, it talks about ICE, but it talks about ICE doing something, persisting on something, and the president persisting on something to take a 95-year-old former death camp guard in the murder of thousands of Jews, was deported to Germany from his New York home early Tuesday morning. That was this morning. Oh, we got that going on. Yeah, we got that going on. Here we go.
From Berlin. Mr. Ambassador, when the president
German
sent
ambassador
you to
the
Germany,
United States.
This is one of the things he said you've got to get your head around and make happen, and you did. Congratulations.
Well, look, it's really a credit to President Trump, who was very clear about this case. I had not heard about it when the president brought it up and made clear that he wanted this individual out of the United States. This has been somebody who was deported in 2004. Consecutive governments of the U.S., consecutive administrations have tried to remove him. It was a difficult task because this individual is not of German citizenry. He had his U.S. citizenship taken away, so he technically was without a country. He was stateless. So those became some complicated issues. But President Trump made it very clear he wanted to work through all of these issues, figure out a way. And the way that we presented to the German government was they had a moral obligation, not necessarily a legal one with this individual, but a moral obligation because he worked in the name of the then German government. And so the moral obligation on part of the Germans was received, and they said, yes, we recognize that. Let's work through these difficult issues. It took us a little while. But I also have to give credit to the new foreign minister in Germany, mm-hmm. Heiko Maas, and the new Minister of Interior, Minister Seehofer, also was very instrumental. Both of these gentlemen wanted to work with President Trump and the administration to make it happen.
Because in the past, in 1993, they found out who he was. In 2003, they strip him of his citizenship. And then Germany, Poland, Ukraine were asked to take him, and they said no. So now you got them, you helped, along with President Trump, to get them to say yes. In the past, too, I understand Israel had a lot of people helping to hunt down Nazis for obvious reasons. Did they play a role in uncovering his identity?
Look, I think several countries helped us really uncover the truth. This individual had lied to us. We had granted him a U.S. citizenship, but when we found out the truth, we took it away, and that's when we asked for him to be deported. The courts agreed. In 2004, he was told that he had to get out of the country, but it's taken us a very long time. We've worked with a lot of different partners to find the truth about this individual. He did not give us the truth. He lied for several years. Mm-hmm. So we are glad to see him put on a plane yesterday. He arrived in Dusseldorf, Germany this morning, and it's a great day for the United States to have this individual out of our country.
Mm-hmm. Yes, credit to you, Mr. Ambassador, and to the president. This guy, he was a prison guard where on one single day, November 3rd, 1943, approximately 6,000 Jewish children, women, and men were shot to death. Unbelievable that it took this long. Why did it take this long? Why didn't past administrations, why weren't they successful getting him out? And what will happen to him now that he's in Germany?
Look, I have to say, the fact is that we have a president who really wants to fight for the American people, and he wants to make sure that the rule of law is followed. And so when you have a case like this, where in 2004 this individual is told that he is no longer a U.S. citizen and he must be deported, mm-hmm. and consecutive administrations ignore that, I think it really tears down the rule of law. It takes somebody like the president to say, this is a decision. Mm-hmm. He is no longer a United States citizen. We want him out. And so
tears down the rule of law. Doesn't that seem to be a theme going on everywhere? Like in California. And, oh, what about Chicago? What about Chicago? How many? Four dead over the weekend, I guess. 60 wounded. That's the number we have right now. We will know more this afternoon. More figures will come in from hospitals and so on. If there's any more that died, because we don't know yet, it's almost like, you know, the body count just is skyrocketing in Chicago. Where is the governor of Illinois hiding like Jerry Brown? The two governors in Illinois and California are very similar. One Republican, one Democrat. Yet they behave the same, hiding from the problems. You know, Jerry Brown, he hides underneath his desk in the bowels of the state capitol with all the other creatures of the dark, of course. And so does, apparently, the governor over there in Illinois, not doing anything. He should call out the National Guard, but he's not. Isn't that amazing? The rule of law, I mean, the ambassador said it. Breaking down the rule of law over time. And Trump brings it back. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Okay, we're checking this out, this guard. As you really get into these, it's amazing. I think in all of my life, the whole Nazi thing, and people have, of course, fascination with it. And one of the fears that people have is that when you fascinate and perseverate about these kind of things, people start to make it a reality. And we have to check ourselves, you know, because oftentimes what the dark nature of humanity starts to manifest itself in all of us. You know, there's those deep-seated dark things that can come out. And it seems that Nazism in particular, and evil such as that, like you'd find with radical Islamic terrorists and so on, and Nazism, all the isms, the totalitarian isms, socialism, communism, Nazism, religionism, all that stuff, really does bring out evil, 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 evil. And one of the ways in which that really does bring it out is the objectification process. And you learn about this. You go to the Holocaust museums, they have an absolutely exquisite, and I say exquisite in the sense of just brilliant, exposés on objectification. And how it is used and has been used for eons by totalitarians to divide and conquer. A simple tactic, divide and conquer. You have an enemy, you want to divide it and conquer it, right? So you split it up and parse it out. And one of the ways in which the totalitarians, the socialists, the communists, the Nazis, all of them do this, is they use objectification to divide and single out. When they single out somebody or something, they demean it. They devalue it. They dehumanize it. You know, the whole thing back in the 30s when Adolf Hitler was dehumanizing the Jews, as an example. He was always demeaning their value and always, you know, equating them to vermin and rats and animals and in some of the lowest forms. That was his way of objectifying and dehumanizing. In other words, taking the human nature out of the human being, regardless of its race, its color, its creed, its religion, or whatever, and devaluing it to a lower, lower aspect. That process, once manifested in a single person, is infectious to others, and they feel emboldened, they feel strengthened, they feel power from that. And there is one of the problems that once government officials get a hold of that, then you can see how bad that can obviously be and where it leads to. And, of course, it does always it always leads, in the case of mass populations, when the whole population is infected with kind of things, it always leads to evil and negative things. That's why socialism and communism end badly, because they use it fundamentally, a divide-and-conquer tactic, to establish themselves in their theories, their philosophies, their demands. Demands, of course, being one of them. And this is what happened in this case. So this guy, obviously, he was a guard, 95-year-old today. And it's interesting. They tried to capture him and take him out a long time ago. He admitted in 2003 that he was a concentration camp guard. That was back in 2003. But they just had a difficult time getting him out. And part of the problem is that they wanted to turn him over to either Poland or to Germany. And they said, no, nein, niet, nada, not happening. Now, that is not unusual on their part to deny that, because, after all, he had come to the United States. We let him in, and we gave him citizenship. And that's their logic. He's your problem now. And you see, what happens in those countries, we did not have that here in this country on the scale of World War II as they had in those countries. They don't want any remembrance of this issue at all. That's just something they don't want. And so that's why they put the denial on this person. They said, no, we can't get this guy. We don't want to get this guy. Jakub Polij is his name. And he became a priority for Donald Trump. And he issued a statement today. It's kind of interesting. It says, Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agents on Tuesday implemented a deportation order against Polij. That dated to 2004, but kicking out Polij, who immigrated to the United States in 1949 and became a citizen after concealing his Nazi background, was not such an easy task, as I just said. He admitted to justice officials that he trained at a Nazi camp in German-occupied Poland. Court documents indicated that the men who trained at the SS training camp in Trzeciecki carried out the Nazi regime's plan to murder Jews in Poland. The 95-year-old also served as an armed guard at the adjacent Trzeciecki labor camp, where he played, this is what is charged, an indispensable role in the death of roughly 6,000 Jews. They were killed in one of the single largest massacres of the Holocaust in 1943, according to the statement. One day, all round up and shot 6,000. He claimed he was working on a farm and in a factory during World War II and had his citizenship revoked in 2003 by a federal judge and ordered to be deported a year later. His appeal was denied in 2005, but after the war, he maintained friendships with other Nazi guards who the government says came to the U.S. under similar false pretenses. And in interesting coincidence, Polij and his wife purchased their Queens home near LaGuardia Airport in 1966 from a Polish Jewish couple who had survived the Holocaust and were not aware of his past. Boy, ships passing in the night, right? So there's a big press release that came out from the president. He should be congratulated to finally get this guy deported. It's important that we remember these things, even though he's 95 years old. These are the things we cannot forget, and how they are playing upon us today in 2018. Objectification, anyone?
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com, the clothing store, everything else goes up. I think today we're checking with the people to see if it's going to happen. I think today, which is be cool. You can get all your gear there. And so many other things that are going on with New California. You can find out about that. And we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about predicting disasters. Yeah, disaster predictions. It's like weather predicting. Now we have disaster predicting. We're going to talk about that, because I think it's an issue, it's an issue that we need to know about. I mean, this is Agenda 21, after all, right? We need to understand those forces of Agenda 21 that are doing evil things, such as all these fires out here in California. It's just a... Well, it's out in the West, everywhere. And now we have some very interesting things like earthquakes and swarms of earthquakes. And it just, it's interesting because our little weather buddy, disaster buddy that we have here at Agenda 21 Radio predicted this over a week ago. And here it is. So can we predict disasters? Yeah, we can. Just as strong as we can predict the weather. Isn't that interesting? In fact, it's... easier to predict the disaster than it is the weather.
Anyway, I'm just tantalizing you, but there is a formula. And it's hard to hide from the formula. You know, it's almost like an algorithm. Oh, algorithm. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.